So, like it says, Ivad Ilanama Beis, the Gemara says, what kind of tonight does he have to make? What kind of condition does he say with his last carbonate that he's bringing now by the fourth haircut? Because by the fourth haircut, for sure, he's not a Tomei Meis anymore, and he's not a Tomei Metzor anymore. It's only a suffix that maybe he was both, and the first three carbonates, the first three haircuts, where the first two was for the Metzor, and the third one was for the Nozir Tomeya. And now he's bringing from the Nozir Tyra. So he says like this, Vivade Nozirhu, if he was only a Nozir Tohor the whole time, so Eulah Rishayna Chayva. So then the first carbonella that he brought, he was Yetzir Chayv then. Vizu Nedava, that he brings another carbonella now, by the fourth time, that he a present. Vim Temeya Muchlatu, but if he was both, he was a Nozir, that was Tami Lameis. And he also was another, that was a Mitzayram. So Eulah Rishayna Nedava. Therefore, the first Eulah that he brought, he didn't have a chiyuv to bring it at that time. Because at that time, he was still a Mitzvah, he was still a Tamei Lameis. So therefore, the first Eulah was only for Nedava. Vizu Chayva. But now, by the fourth time, when he's bringing his Karban Eulah, this is real, finished his Nazirus, this is for his Nazirus to Tyra. Therefore, now, this is called the Chayva, to finish off his Nazirus of Tyra. Vizeh Shakabani. And by the fourth time, now he has to bring the other two korbanos, the shlomim and the korban chatis that a regular nozer brings. So these are the lachas of the Mishnah. Now, what's going to be the case of tomei sofik or muchlat vadei? Up until now, we had where it was a sofik if he was either a mitzera or a tomei. What's going to be though if we know for sure he was a mitzera? Again, this person was a nozer, and the first day of his nazirus, he was a vadei mitzera. But it's only a suffix if he was touched a mace. Does he have tumas mace on him or not? So in such a case, halacha is, oichel b'kodeshim liyachas shemayim yomim. He's ladid kodeshim now after 8 days. As we're talking about, the first day of the Naziris is when he finished his tumah of mitzvah. So he took his first haircut then, and since we know he was a vade mitzvah, he's allowed to take his haircut, like we had before Roshay. That it's doich, even the yistin is even a nazir, is allowed to take haircut if he's a mitzvah. So he takes his first haircut the first day, and then he has to wait 7 days. He takes the second haircut, and then on the 8th day he brings his karbonis for the mitzvah. So then when he finishes his karbonis for the mitzvah, then he's allowed to eat kachim. And who are din he's tor from tumas meis? Because misofik we also, we make the hazor on him with the mechatis, shlishi and shvi, the 3rd and the 7th day. So by the 7th day, when he goes to the mikvah for the tumas mitzvah, he also automatically takes off him the tumah of the tumas meis he had. So therefore, on the 8th day, he's tor, and therefore he's allowed to kach him. But v'shoyse yainu metamal meisim. When is he allowed to drink wine and be metamal meisim? Like when does he finish his hilchos nazirus? That's li'achar shishim v'shivi yamin. He has to wait now 67 days until he finishes the whole thing. Because he took his finished his second haircut on the 8th day. Now, it's a suffix if he's Tamei Lameis or not. But maybe he was not Tamei Lameis. So he has to wait another 30 days until he finishes his suffix, maybe it was a Nozir Tor. Then after 30 days, he takes the haircut, because maybe it was only a Nozir Tamei. And he has to wait another 30 days. So the kids, he has 60 days. And then 7 days. Because on the 8th day, when he brings his kabbonis, that's the first day of the new Naziris. So therefore, together with 67 days, at the end of 67 days, that's when he could finish his Naziris, that is mutter to drink wine or touch mason. What about in the case, let's say, muchlat tzofik, for tomei vadai? Let's say in the case with the nazir, vadai for sure touched the mace. The first day of the Naziris, he touched the mace. But we have a doubt, it's a tzofik if he's a mitzvah or not. So how does he have to work it out? So it sounds like this. Oichel b'kodeshim liyachash shloishim v'shiva yamin. He can't eat kodeshim until after at least 37 days. Because all the years he's for sure a tamei. So therefore, when it becomes tori after 7 days, true, he can take one haircut. That's for the zero satira. Now, we don't know, though, if he's a mitzvah or not. So the second haircut he can't take for sure until he waits another 30 days. So therefore he can't finish his first two haircuts less than 37 days. So even on the tzad that he was a mitzvah, that his first two haircuts helps for the mitzvah, he can't like bring his kabbonis for the mitzvah until he finishes 37 days. And that's when it becomes tor, negei tikkachim. because Kol Zman he did not bring his korban for the mitzvahs, he can't eat kosher. That's called the mechusa kippurim. A mechusa kippurim is missing the kapora, the kavonis that he's supposed to bring for a tumah that comes from his body, like a zav or zovo, like a mitzvah or a yeledes. These things make it also if you eat kosher. So you have to wait at least 37 days. Now, v'shoyse yayin ha'matam alameisim, when is he allowed to drink wine and touch meisim? Like, when does he finish Yesuchas Nazirus? That's liyacha shivim v'yabo yomim. For that he has to wait 74 days. Why? Because after these first 37 days, now we still have a suffix. Because it's like this, like you finish first 37 days, that's when he's tore for the kachim. Now he has to wait another 7 days because maybe he was tamei lameis. And then after the next 7 days, then he first starts counting his nazirus to Tyra. So he needs like another 37 days. So therefore together it's 74 days. That's how we have this cheshbon of 74. Now what about a person that's tamei vadai? For sure he took this nazir, for sure touched the mace. Or muchlad vadai. And he was also a vadai mitzera. We know for sure he was a mitzera. Then it's like this. He could eat kodshim after 8 days. In other words, the first day of his Nazirus is when he becomes tor from his tumas mitzvah. So he takes the haircut then and he brings his shneitzi perim. Then he has to wait another 7 days till he takes the second haircut. And then the 8th day he brings his karbonis. So that's the 8th day when he brings his karbonis, his chatesayif. Then he's tor from his tumas mitzvah. He's also tor from tumas meis. So therefore he's not eat kodshim. But when does he finish his Hilchos Nazirus? That's Li'achar Abor, Arboyim V'Arboy Yomim. He has to wait until 44 days. Because after the 8th day, then he has to wait another 7 days for take a haircut of Tumas Mitzvah, for Tomei, for Nazirus Tomei. Then he has 14 days. Then he has to wait 30 days for Nazirus Tatira. So after 44 days, he finishes. Now the Gemara says, Shoalu Talmidov as Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Talmidim asked Rav Shimon ben Yochai a question. What's going to be the halacha nozir tohor or mitzora mahu? What's going to be the halacha if you have a nozir that's tohor and a mitzora? What's going to be the halacha mahu? Shigaleya tegalachas achas v'yolala lekan lekan. If you have a nozir that became a mitzora, so that he wants to take one haircut for both, for his nazirus to tyra, and for his mitzvah, as I said, the second haircut of a mitzvah, he waited 30 days to take it. Could the second haircut of a mitzvah help for the nazirus also? Omal hence, Rabbi Shimon Nechoy answered back and says, no, eino megaleich. No, this one haircut cannot help for both. You have to wait and take two separate haircuts. In other words, you have to first take the haircut for the mitzvah after the 8th day, the second one, and then you have to wait another 30 days until you have the hair length of 30 days to take a haircut to shed the nazirus. So Omru Loi, the Tamidim, yes, Hashem ben Yochai, Loma, like what's the reason why? Omru Lehen, he said back to them, that the two haircuts are two different halachas. Ilu zeh legadil, vizeh legadil, if both haircuts for the mitzaras and for the nozir would have both been for the purpose of growing, to let the hair grow, in other words, by a mitzaras. The first haircut that a mitzara takes is only like to cut off the hair now, and then he has to let it grow for another 7 days, and then he takes a second haircut. So it's like he's only cutting it off now in order that it should grow again, in order to take a second haircut. So if by Nazirus it would have been the same way, okay? Vizelahaber. If both haircuts would have just been to take off the hair, the Moshe, when a Nazir finishes his Nazirus, the haircut is just to finish taking off the hair, that's all. So if that would have been the same, Malacha by Mitzayra, Yofatimimrim, then I could say, maybe like you're saying, one haircut should help for both, if both haircuts are for the same purpose. But now it's not that way. Nozir lahavir. That a regular nozir after the 30 days takes the haircut, the mitzvah is to take off the hair. That's all. There's no mitzvah like to see that it should grow back again later. The mitzvah is only lahavir to take off your hair now. O mitzvah lagadil. Mashenkin, when a mitzvah takes his first haircut, there the first haircut is like to take off the tumah that he has, but then he has to let it grow back again for another 7 days, and then he takes a second haircut. So it's like cutting it off now, I'm enough that it should grow back again soon in order to take a second haircut. Therefore, it doesn't help, one haircut does not help for the other one. So now the Gemara goes right to Talmidim ask again. That's good that the haircut you want to take for Nazirus cannot help for the first haircut the Mitzvah has to take. But what about the second haircut the Mitzvah has to take? In other words, the second haircut the Mitzvah takes is also just lahavir, just to take off the hair. It does not have a third haircut. So if so, a nozir's haircut and the Mitzvah's second haircut of Yemei Sipur, when he's counting Yemei Tairam, they have the same purpose, to take off the hair. So maybe the one haircut should help for both of them. On this, V'yom Alehem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answered back, Ilu zel lefnei zrikas domim, v'zel lefnei zrikas domim, yofa atem oimrim. If both would have the same halachis, that they have to take the haircut before they have the korban brought, before they make the zrikas dam, you'd be right. Ella, but it's not that way. Mitzora lefnei zrikas domim. A mitzora takes his second haircut before he brings his korbanos. But v'nozir liyachas zrikas domim. By a nozir, first after they made the zrikas domim, after they made the zrik of one korban at least, then he first takes his haircut. I think more is more like the pasuk's mashmam. After the haircut, you take the hair and put it under the dad, under the fire, for the korban shlamim. So you see, first you bring the korban and then you take a haircut. So therefore, the two haircuts are different. Therefore, one haircut cannot help for a mitzvah. You may see puroi with a nozir. Now, they ask another question, though. For loisal, we understand that for loisal aloyli yemei tzaratoi on his irusai. We understand that one haircut cannot help for both. For din of a mitzvah, din of a nozir. But for salo loy liyemei tzaratoi v'tumosoi. What about a nozir that was tomei? Let this haircut help for the tum, for the nazirus tomei, and for the lachas of a mitzvah. So Amar lehen, and this he said back. Rabbi Shimon Chai answered back. Ilu zel lefnei bias mayim, v'zel lefnei bias mayim yofa atoimrim. If both halachas would be taken the haircuts before they have to go to the mikvah, a nozir tomei, and a mitzvah, would be good what you're saying. Ella, but it's not that way. Tomei is liyachah biyasmayim. A nozir was tomei, first he has to go to the mikvah, and then he first takes his haircut. Mitzvah, but a mitzvah is lefnei biyasmayim. Before he goes to the mikvah, he has to take his haircut. So therefore, the two haircuts have different dinim, therefore one haircut cannot help for both. So Amru Leda to meet him said back though, Yofa Martor Shletalalol Yemei Sipurei. That's good, Ulunazi Roysov. That's good that one haircut cannot help for the second part of a Mitzvah, after he counts as Zion of Nikiyim, because that haircut is before he goes to the Mikvah. And the Nazirus, that haircut is before he goes to, that's after he goes to the Mikvah. So that's good, you can't have one haircut for the Yemei Sipurei, that means the second haircut of a Mitzvah, and the nozir tomei, but v'salul loy liyemei chalutoi v'tumosai. But a nozir that was tomei and was also mitzora, his first haircut for mitzoras, that should be ela. The one haircut should be ela for both of them, because both of them the haircut is after they went to the mikvah. Tis so teretz on this is like the question is tizela gadol v'zela gadol. Both haircuts now are on Manasseh that should grow again to take another haircut. Because the Nozir Tomei has to take another haircut afterwards. Just like the Mitzvah has to take another haircut afterwards. So the first haircut is we look at it as if it's only there to enable the hair to grow back again. So they both have the same purpose of to take a second haircut later. And they also both after the mikvah. So why shouldn't one haircut help for both? So Amar lehen, Reb Shimon ben Yochai answered back, Nozir Tor Vu Mitzoroi. So if you have a Nozir Tor and he's a Mitzoro, Zeh Legado V'Zeh Lahavir. That's why it's no good. V'yim Nozir Tomei Vu Mitzoro. And even if you want to say what? That these are what we said as far as before. So if you have a Nozir Tor and a Mitzoro, Zeh Lefnei V'Yasmayim, Zeh Liachah V'Yasmayim. In other words, the kids of the two haircuts don't have the same halachas. One is before the mikvah, one is after the mikvah.